Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. I'd like to dedicate this year to Chana Liba, Bas Nechagito. She should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeha. And for Adina Basheva, Bas Nechagito, and Gila Shoshana, Bas Nechagito, they should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadehem. And l'refuas, Chayachana Bas Ornadel, Basol Shachol Yisrael, v'hayim shemo atishmo mitzvoyseh asher anoichim mitzaveh eschem ayoyim. In this week's parasha, we read the second parasha of Shema. I'd like to discuss Shema, and this is based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Hagaon HaGadol Rav Avraham Yenochovsky Zatzal. Midoraisa, Mitzvah Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, is Kol HaLaila. And there's a machlokes tanoim about the Derabonim. What's the status of the Derabonim? Chachamim hold that Derabonim only until Chatzos. Not to get close to the morning. Rabban Gamliel argues, and he says that a person can read Ad Shi'ala Omer HaShachar. This is famous because this is the Mishnah in Maseches Brachos at the very beginning. There is a Machlokes Rishonim in explaining the Machlokes Rabban Gamliel Lachachamim. Das Rabbeinu Yoina Shel Rabban Gamliel Lechatchila. You can only read until Chatzos, B'dievet, you're Yotzi even after Chatzos. Chachamim hold that even B'dievet, you're not Yotzi after Chatzos. However, others hold, Ayin Rambam, Perek Alf, Michus Kriyash, Malachates, that according to Chachamim, you're Yotzi B'dievet after Chatzos, and according to Rabban Gamliel, Chachamim, exactly. You're yotzei b'diavad after chatzos, and according to Rabbi Gamliel, you're yotzei even l'chatchila after chatzos. So again, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, according to Rabbi Gamliel, l'chatchila only until chatzos, b'diavad after chatzos. However, the Chachamim, even b'diavad, you're not yotzei after chatzos. And others hold no, that according to the Chachamim, you're yotzei b'diavad after chatzos, and according to Rabbi Gamliel, you can read even l'chatchila after chatzos. And so we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Lamed Hei Gimel, l'das Chachamim, that if you read before Amud HaShachar, your Yotze Yedei, Choyvas Yishle Ayin L'das Rabbeinu Yoina, Ma'u Ba'oifen She'odom She'im Yikra Lifnei Chatzois, Yitzdarech Shaloi L'daktek Ba'oisi Yoisel, Aval Im Yikra La'achar Chatzois Yikra Kohegen. So let's see, according to Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina holds that according to Rabbi Gamliel, only L'chatchila until Chatzois. B'dieved after Chatzois. But let's say you're not going to be medaktik ba'isi yoseho if you read it before chatzos. If you read it after chatzos, you're going to be able to read it clearly, enunciate each word. Stadeh asafik. What are the stadim of the safik? V'chad gisa, we should say that he should read after chatzos and be medaktik. Because being medaktik ba'isi yoseho is a din doi raisa. The Gemara learns it from Uli Matatem in Brachos 15b. You should enunciate each word clearly. So therefore, go for the after chatzos with diktukoisios. On the other hand, maybe you should read before chatzos, because according to the Chachamim, after chatzos, you're not yotze at all. Now we see in Bracha and Shabbos, the 4a, that if a person was madbik pas betanul b'shabbos, a person put bread in a tanur on Shabbos, and if he leaves it there, he's going to be over on the melacha v'afia, which is a sekila. They were matir for him to be over on an isur derabanan of rediyas hapas, of removing this pass from the oven, in order not to be able to daraisa melech Shabbos. So here too as well, why don't we say that they were matir, that the rabbis were matir to be over in the derabanan of kriya shma ad chatzos, in order not to be over the mitzvah daraisa of kriya bediktuk. Even the rabbis would say to read it after chatzos, or maybe you could be mechalik. Maybe the rabbis were matir their derabanan not to be over in a lav, but they weren't, or in Isur Dairaisa, but they weren't matirit in order not to be mevatel and asay. Maybe they weren't matir their iser until chatzos in order not to be mevatel the asay of diktuk ba'isiyos. Barei chazinan, we see at times that the chamim hamidu divrayim belula v'shofar she'ala ilan. Shemucham she'asu lahayrid shuv, she you're not allowed to take down a shofar or lulav from a tree. Ve'amidu divrayim gam ba'ofin shayidei zeh yisbatel me'amitzvah. And they said, don't even take it down, even if you're going to miss out on a daraisa. Ve'ayein b'divrei Rabbi Akiva Eger there in Shabbos and Davdalid, in the name of the Sefer Kikayon, the Yoinim v'tzarech Talmud, Givaldik. Okay, so that's a shayna sufik, sufik yafeh, sufik naim. And now we will go weiter. It says, uchsavtam al mezuzas v'secha, uvisha'arecha, das harambam, mezuzah 6:1, that a Pesach chayav b'mezuzah, only in Yesh Boi Delis. The Yeshua Smalkoi explains the reason of the Rambam that it's only considered a bias if it's a Mokom HaMishtamer. Ubishain Loi Delis, Shesoger Boi HaBayis, Umishtamer Boi, Einoi Roi Lidira, Veloi Mikri Bayis. It's not Roi Lidira, it's not called a bias. And he brings from the Gemore in Meseches Bava Basra and Afnun Gimel Amud Beis Shehaboine Platrin Benichsei Hager Uba Acher Vehitziv Lod Latot Kana Hasheni Alma Deiker Habayis Tolui Bedlasois. So if somebody builds a palace on the nechas of a dead ger and then somebody else put up the doors, the guy who put up the doors is kind of. So the Iker Bayis is totally in the doors. So the Rambam holds no door, no Chiyuv Mezuzah. That's not Mishtamir. Writes the Yeshua Smalkoi that according to the Rambam, a room that has two Psachim, it has two openings. One opening has a door, and the second opening does not have a door. Even the opening that has a door is Patur Mimezuzah, because we require a door in order that it should be a Cheder HaMishtamer, a guarded room. But if one of them doesn't have a door, one opening doesn't have a door, so it's not a Cheder HaMishtamer. Wow! So Memela, the other door is also Patur from Mezuzah, that one with the door is Patur Mimezuzah as well. In the Sefer Sha'arei Mezuzah, he brings Yesh Chokim. I actually have that Sefer in hard copy. I don't have that many Sfarim in hard copy because I have Baruch Hashem so many on computer. Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom. Anyway, Sha'arei Mezuzah is one of the top Sfarim on Mezuzah. I love it. So Yesh La'ayin, what would be the din? B'cheder sheyesh lo shnei psachim. A room that has two openings. Upesach echad no kedarkoi, one is locked like normal, but the Pesach Hasheni, the door is a little bit far from the Tsuras HaPesach. However, even through this door, the room will be locked. So the second door is meruchekes mitzuras haPesach, aval gam al yada a cheder naul. So this already makes it a cheder hamishtamer, even though the door is a little bit far from the tzuras haPesach. So if we say according to the Shuas Yankif that the normal Pesach chay. Chayev haPesach hanol kedarkoi. Im ken yesh lechayev gam haPesach hasheni. Sharei af al pi shein adelas b'serich haPesach, aval hakol atam tevein an Pesach haynu mishum shein mishtamer. Rai lemaisa hove mishtamer. So if we say like the like the Yeshua's Malkoi, then you're going to be mechayev both blasos, both psachim in mezuzah. Why? Because even though the second delis is not b'soich ha-pesach, it's not in the tzuras ha-pesach, it's a little bit far from the opening, but the whole reason that you need an opening, the whole reason that you need a door, is that it should be mishtamir. And the maisa, it's mishtamir. So since this room is a guarded room, then both psachim are going to be chayiv and mezuzah. But if you say like those who argue with Yeshua Smalkoi, those who argue with Yeshua Smalkoi hold that if you have two psachim and one of them has a door and the other one doesn't have a door, so the one with the door is chayiv and mezuzah, and the Pesach without the door is not chayiv and mezuzah. Because that we need a door is not just to make it mishtamir. Because you see that even if it's not mishtamir, it's still chayiv and mezuzah. Because the one with the door is chayiv, and the one without the door is not chayiv. So you see, even though it's not a cheder mishtamir, you still have a door that's, you still have a delis that's chayiv and mezuzah. So the void of the door is not to make it mishum. So we can say that in a zafal that we're saying now, in such a case, where Pesach echad no kedarko, and the other Pesach is a little bit far from the tzuras ha-Pesach, kum t'oisa kula, we're going to have a kula that only one door is going to be chayiv, only the delis that's in the tzuras ha-Pesach is going to be chayiv. That's considered a delis of a Pesach. But the other one is not going to be pater. But according to the Yeshua Smalko, the whole void is having a mishumer, it's mishumer, so both delis are going to be chayiv. Now, according to the Yeshua Smalkoi, let's say a person's mesupik if a door fell from one of the psachim. For example, he heard the noise of something falling and he can't see what fell. Is it a door? Is it not the door? So he can't see. So what about the second door? Is the second door going to be chayiv in mezuzah or not chayiv in mezuzah? The answer is it's probably going to be chayiv. Why? Because your mom made the first door as not having fallen, the cheskasa that it didn't fall. And even though a chazaka on one thing doesn't impact something else, in other words, you have a chazaka on one door that it didn't fall, so how does it impact the other door that you know is standing? The other door you know is standing, and you want to say, oh, so the other door that you know is standing is going to be chayiv and mezuzah because the first Pesach that you have a misafik, if the door fell, it's b'cheska still standing. Now, pitom, how does the chazak on one thing impact the other? The chazak on the first door impact the second door? The answer is because the nidon is on the Pesach of the door that fell. The nidon is on Ala Pesach Shalafanenu, on the one that you're mesupik if it fell or not. In Paka Chiyuvo, did the Chiyuv go away? And we say, no, the Chiyuv didn't go away. And then Mimela, we say about the second door that it's Chayiv and Mezuzah. So this inyan of whether Chazaka B'davar Echad, if it's effective for something else, that Ramban in Yevamis writes, 30a, that if one's mesupik, if he was mekadesh, one sister, in other words, you have two sisters, let's make up crazy names, Rachel and Leah, right? So you're mesupik if he was mekadesh Rachel, if he was mekadesh Rachel, then you can't be Matthew or Leah. Why not? Because the chazaka on Rachel, that she has a cheskas pnuya, isn't going to be effective the gabe Leah. Even though I guess you could say the same thing. You hear Rachel is, you say that the nido is on Rachel. And then your matir Rachel, and Mela Leah is also matir. Akopanim, you see here that a chazaka b'davar echad Lo mahani l'davar hasheni. The chazaka on Rachel isn't effective l'gabe Leah. But tzarechi and chazinan, ayin besugi b'chulin pei pei aleph, that if you're mesupik, if you shech the mother animal, then the ben is mutter b'shchita. Because you assume not. So you see that a chazaka on one animal impacts the other animal. So that's very interesting. Next, we go on to back. We go to tefillin. Also in this week's parasha. This week's parasha we have Kriya Shema, and we have mezuzah, and we have tefillin. Chock full of good things this week. Every week is chock full of good things. We learn the Mishnah in the Darim. Kodem kol avatel sam mitzvah shenkein shvuin kol avatel. Make a nether and something mevatel a mitzvah. Make a shvuin not. We say in the Gemara, the reason the chiluk is that the shvu is chal on a person, and a person's mechuyev b'mitzvah, and therefore the shvu is not chal. Mashenkin b'koinam, a koinam is chal on a chayfetz, and therefore paka ha-mitzvah, the mitzvah goes away. So on the person, it's not chal because the person's already chayv in the mitzvah, but it's chal on a chayfetz, and memela, the mitzvah goes away. So we see in the Mishnah, this chiluk is also like avay tefillin, that a person says shvu shal aniach tefillin, the shvu is not chal, mashenkin b'nedarim. If he says that I'm not going to, if he makes a neder not to wear this tefillin, he's not allowed to wear it because the neder is chal on the chavtzus. Yesh lishol, why by tefillin the shvu isn't chal? Shvu is chal levatel mitzvah b'koilel. Now chiv tefillin is rak rega echad. So therefore the shvua should be chal on the second rega. Memele yochel b'koilel gamal rega rishon. As we say, the shvu is not chal because the person's already chayv in the mitzvah of tefillin. But the shvu should be chal. Why? Because the chayv tefillin is because then they call it koila. That if it includes something else added, something normally, the shvu is not chal. But if you add something else on what it is chal, so then it's chal on what it's normally not chal. So here also, the chayv tefillin is only one moment. So the Shavua, let's say, is Chal on that moment. The Shavua is not Chal on that moment. And that's it. However, the Shavua could be Chal on the second moment. You're Chayv in Tefillin 1 second. So that second, you're right, in Echinam it's not Chal. But the second, you're no longer Chayv in Tefillin. So mail should be chal in the second, and the mail once it's chal in the second, so it's a chal b'kol in the first second. And therefore, the shvua should be chal. So yesh lachkor b'mitzvah tefillin is that a chov tmidus like mezuzah, and therefore you have to wear tefillin all day. And maybe no, it's a chov pam achas kol yoyim v'sag yisho achas b'yoyim. It is an obligation once a day, one moment a day. And it's not a chiyuv all day. The Bir Halacha famously, Lamed Zayin Beis, brings a machlokes. In the Sefer Yeshua Siyankif, Lamed Zayin Aleph, he writes like the first tzad, Mitzvah Kol Hayoyim. And Mashenkin the Prima Godim writes like the second side, the Dafka, if he didn't put on tefillin for a complete day, he was about to miss it. Mashenkin, if he put on tefillin for one moment, he was Mekayim a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah and a mufchar, that it should be on him all day, and he's Mekayim a mitzvah kiyumis, and therefore he makes a bracha. And so writes the Ritva Shabbos Memtes Amar Aleph. So if we say that is Chayv Min HaTorah Kol HaZman, so as a shapir, because it can't be chal in the second moment either. Because he's chayv the second moment as well. If you hold, he's only chayv for one moment, so it's not chal in that moment, it's chal in the next moment, and male it's chal b'kol in the first moment. But if you hold that he's chayv all day long, so it's not chal at all. So maybe we can say as follows, that even if you hold that he's only chayav for one moment, the second moment that there was also a mitzvah. Sof kol sof, the second moment there was also a mitzvah. And memela, a shvua is not chal to be mevatel. The second moment either. L'chayra, this teretz is telling the machlokes between the Ran and the Ritva. Because we say in Nedarim 8a, that if a person says, Ashkim v'eshne perek zeh, neder gadol noder l'aloike Yisrael. If somebody says, I'm going to get up, and I'm going to learn this perek, that's a neder. For the Gemara, is mushba v'ame harasinei l'umma Torah. Ain't shvur chal shvur. What do you mean? How can you make a shvur to learn? He's mushba v'ame. Ain't shvur chal shvur. He already made a shvur harasinei. And so the Gemara is not mushba v'ame. Because he can pattern himself with Kriyash Mishachas and Arvis. That's my harasinei. And Mimela, what he's promising now is not... is not considered mushba v'aymed. Because he's what he's mushba v'aymed is a kriyash v'shachas arvitz frek the Ran. How could he pat himself the kriyash ma? He's chayav lo matar lefi koycho v'shinantim de tor mechud adem v'ficha answers the Ran. Nevertheless, it's not before shin the Torah. But shinantim, we can say it's talking about dafka kriyash ma. And the mele, not about Talmud Torah. And a shvul is chal on a mitzvah, that's not before shin the pasuk. Not before shin the pasuk. But a person that's the concept of learning Torah. And the Mela, a Shvua, is going to be Chal on this Perek that he was Nishba to learn. And so it's the Ran and the Tshuva and Simad Lamed Beis that a Shvua is Chal on a Mitzvah that is not Mefurish in a Pasuk. However, the Ritva is Me'ashev differently, that the Shvua is Chal since he's not Chal to learn specifically this Perek. You can learn a different parak. And not that it says he can ponder himself with Kriyash Mishachas and Arvis, doesn't mean that Kriyash Mishachas and Arvis. He can ponder himself with anything. But who says he has to learn specifically this parak? And therefore the Shvu is Chal. The Ran doesn't buy the Svar of the Ritva, as is explained in the Tshuvas HaRashbitz. Because it's true, we can learn another parak. Nevertheless, this parak has a mitzvah. This parak also has a mitzvah. And since this parak also has a mitzvah, shvua is not chal. And therefore the Rashbitz writes that if a person is nishba shel yabim, the shvua is not chal, even though he can do chalitza. And if it's nishba shel lachlos, it's not chal, even though he can be yabim, because both are a mitzvah. Ah! Oh, now it's gevaldik. Benidon nidon. B'chayra, our teretz is telling the machlok is Ran and Ritva. Bishlam, according to the Ran, it's true. He can be meniach another moment, but every moment he's meniach, he's b'kayim a mitzvah. So the shvua is not chal to be mevatel. So that's why the teretz would be good according to the Ran. Because you wanted to say that the shvua is chal b'koil, it's not, because every second is a mitzvah, even though it's not a chiv. According to the Ritva, however, he doesn't have to put it on Dafka Boisei Rega. So if so, the second moment, with regard to Rishus, with regard to Tefillin, is considered a Rishus. And since it's considered a Rishus, so then the Shvua is Chal on that Koilel, and Memela, it's Chal in the first moment as well. Another possible teretz is that it's not shaykh to say koilel, that since it's chal on the second moment, memela it's also chal on the first moment, because there is no second moment without a first moment. That's where Rabbi Kivega writes in Shuvas in the Sefer Josh V'Chiddush, Begol Savni Lun Simayin Beis, Sifkan Beis, Begol Sifkan Beis. So memela, you can't say it's chal b'koilel, because the koilel can't exist without the Ikar Adavar. There's no shal shniya without a shal rishana, so you can't say it's chal in the shal shniya, and mimela it's also chal in the shal rishana. Okay, Mary Rabbi said we have so much more to talk about. I'm saying, my Torah is my Hashem himself. So please stay tuned for more amazing, amazing Torah. And it will be amazing, fantastic. We know that we shall continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.